مثلا yet nothing is very important. If I explain nothing to you correctly, you'll go away happy, enlightened, peaceful. If I just speak a bunch of words, it'll be meaningless to you. So what do you want to hear? Nothing or words? I guess you want to hear nothing because you said nothing. Take a look at your body. Take a good look at your body. What do you see? A bunch of rotting flesh. That's what your body really is, a bunch of rotting flesh. I know you don't like to hear me say that, but it's true. We're all dying, slowly but surely. We're running away, happily. I don't mean to be a prophet of doom. The Buddha awakens to the same thing. He awakens to the fact that we're not going to be here very long. We're born to die, and that's the end of it. What is it? Those of us who have a little wisdom begin to think about these things, begin to ponder these things. What am I really? We say to ourselves. My mind is a bunch of dying flesh. The today then gone tomorrow. Who am I? What am I really? And so the journey begins. As soon as we hear about enlightenment, self-realization, happiness, eternal happiness, peace, we begin to work towards those things. And we find ourselves in a group like this. Searching, looking, seeking. You know, people call me every day and tell me, Robert, I've been practicing for 2 weeks, I'm not enlightened yet. I've been practicing for 2 years, I've not realized yet. When will it happen? When will I awaken from the dream called the world? Usually only Westerners ask questions like this. We want everything on the weekend. We want to attend the weekend cinema and become self-realized during the cinema. It has taken us thousands of incarnations to be here, where we are right now, at satsang. But most of us don't know this, we don't realize this. We think we discovered this by accident. On the contrary. This is why many times I say stupid things, insult you a little, so you won't come back. Only those who are really prepared for this will be back, no matter what happens. But the average person wants something given to them that they can take home and use in their life to become more prosperous, buy more houses, businesses. I want a magic potion to make us well if we're sick. Give us companionship. And these are all the wrong reasons. The first thing you must understand is your experiences in life have nothing to do with the self, the realization, the reality. The experiences the body goes through has absolutely nothing to do with absolute reality. Absolute reality is our real nature. The self, consciousness. Yet it has absolutely nothing to do with the body. So those of you who are coming here to improve their health, their wealth, meet new people, will be disappointed. This is not what it's all about. Due to the fact you don't even exist as you appear. This is all an appearance like in the cinema. When you see a movie on the screen, it looks so real, doesn't it? You forget all about the screen. Look at the action taking place on the screen. It keeps changing. Consistently. And you identify with that. Yet the reality of the picture is a screen. Not the picture. Try showing the picture without a screen and see what you get. Nothing. A blur. And so this was us. We become so engrossed with the reality. We believe that the body is real, our experiences are real, we become disillusioned, we become sad, we become mixed up, we get involved in conditions, situations, and we try to rectify these conditions, situations, which is the wrong move to make. If we would only turn within, and inquire to whom these conditions come. What experiences of sickness, health, abundance, lack, companionship, loneliness? Who experiences these realities? Who goes through all these things? You will soon realize that you don't. Not you, you do not. But I does. Yeah, I go through all these experiences, but not you. Consequently, you have to search for the I. You have to search for the source of the I. How did I originate, you ask yourself? Where did I come from? One of you speaks to yourself, you refer to yourself as I. Are you really I? Is this I really you? What is this I? Where did it come from? How did it originate? Where's its source? The wise person inquires about these things. Yet most of us want to go through life having fun, so to speak. We think we're having fun. We go here, we fly there. We play games, we go see movies. We watch television, we hear music. And we get deeply involved in these things. When these so-called toys are taken from us, some of us become violently upset, depressed. We wonder how we get involved in this kind of life. It seems like we're stuck in something we can't get out of. There is a way to freedom. Yet most of us will not use the methods of the way to freedom. If you ask yourself, what is the most important thing in my life right now? Ask yourself this question, be honest with yourself. What is most important in your life right this moment, right now? Don't fool yourself, be truthful. And it's your children, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, your house, your car, your job. If feeling of these things are the most important thing in your life, then you're earthbound. You become bound by the very conditioning that you put yourself into. The idea is to become totally free from bondage to present precious thing. Perfectly, totally free. This doesn't mean that you shouldn't have any friends. You shouldn't own property or houses or things. It has nothing to do with that. It means that you shouldn't react to these things. For instance, if you have a beautiful home and it burns down, you let it burn down. No regrets. If you get married, your husband or your wife leave you. No regrets. And this is true of all situations in this life, whatever they may be. You become what you identify with. If you identify with this world, you're going to become worldly, very worldly. And you will suffer accordingly. It's unfortunate most of us learn through suffering. We have to suffer enough before we'll ask the question, who am I? What is this all about? What am I going through? What is the purpose of my life? It is the extremely wise people who do not do this. we were magically attracted to satsang, to self. We're able to go deep within without trying. These people have learned it previously in a different life. And they're experiencing what they're supposed to experience. This is why I tell you so often, not be judgmental. Leave the world alone, leave people alone. Never judge anyone or anything. Look for yourself. As you begin to think this way, you'll be attracted to a satsang, sage, who will push you forward. And you'll become free sooner or later. Another aspect of realization is to become thankful for what you are and where you are. Become absolutely thankful for your lot in life, no matter what it is. You really must develop an attitude of gratitude. You think you've got troubles, you've got problems. It could be worse. Think of something that's disturbing you, that's bothering you, that you become depressed over. Makes you cry, makes you upset. It could be worse. You should never compare yourself with anyone. You are unique in your own way. What you're going through is very important. Do not put it down. In other words, do not believe you don't need to go through this experience. Do not wonder why this experience came upon you. Never say, well, I deserve this. You deserve it, you wouldn't have it. Enjoy it. Enjoy where you are. Enjoy what you're going through. If you learn to do this, you will pass through it with flying colors and be free of it. If you complain and you nag and feel hurt and depressed and become self-pitiful, you'll never get rid of this condition and go through it again and again and again. There's only way to remove a condition that you don't like from your life. Just by involving yourself totally in it, in peace and joy, and being thankful for it. Now this sounds awfully strange to some of you. I mean, you should be thankful for my cancer. I should be thankful for the leprosy I got. I should be saying that I'm a homeless person? Yes, you should. It's amazing what gratitude can do to you. In other words, when you're thankful for your lot, it means you're not expending any energy towards it. You're not afraid of it any longer. It can't frighten you. You don't care. When you don't care, you're not frightened by it any longer, you can't stay around, that's the goal. And you'll evolve to a higher degree of spirituality. Yes, you will. By letting go of all the stuff you've been fighting with, experiencing, we have ways to get rid of. And I'm telling you, stop looking for ways to get rid of it. To enjoy it. To laugh at it. I'm enjoying it. Think of your conditioning. Think of a condition that you thought was terrible up to now. Something that you can despise, something that you hate. Something you've been carrying around all these years. Crying out to God, why this happened to me? Now change your attitude immediately. Say thank you for this condition. I love it. Give me more of it. Really. I mean it. This means you reconcile yourself with it. When you reconcile yourself with your negative condition, whatever it may be, I can't hurt you any longer, I can't. It is virtually impossible to be hurt by a condition that you reconcile yourself with. When you do this, then you can realize and remember who you are and become easier. For as you very well know, when certain conditions confront you, you have no time to think of the self, reality. When you get up in the morning, you do not think, where did the I come from? Where is the source of the I, like you should? You think of your problems immediately. Your sickness, your lack of work, whatever. And then you reconcile with it. I mean, you're not going to think about it any longer. You're not going to ponder it. You're not going to think about it at all. Instead, you're going to ponder the self, reality, the source of your life. When you get up in the morning, you ask yourself, who's getting up? I am. Who am I? Where's the source of I? And keep your mind empty. Do not allow source to come into the mind. As source comes into the mind, they'll stop them easily through various methods. By just thinking of emptiness, Ben Juan's and these thoughts come. And friends are becoming happier and happier and happier. More peaceful. We realize tremendous joy. Stop worrying about yourself. Stop feeling the bad as if it's going to live forever. Take minimum care of your body and that's all. What's the sense of going to the spa and pumping iron if in the end it'll be 2 weeks to pick up anything? If you're in a burning building, you stuff to admire the pictures on the wall. You get out of the building as fast as possible. So as you go older and older, you keep playing the same old games, keep wanting the same old wants, doing the same old things you've done all your life. It's like watching a burning building and you're watching the picture and you burn up with the building. Admiring the pictures on the wall, the building's on fire. Instead of getting out as fast as you can, you watch the picture on the wall and you burn up with the building. So this was a worldly person. The worldly person chases one experience after the other. And it was going to last forever. Spend your time finding yourself. Spend the remaining years you've got left in your body, so to speak, trying to understand where you came from, where you are, what you were doing here. If you do this, you will find the sage, Rayani. Also, take over your life. That's an interesting subject. I usually discuss this with devotees, but I'll discuss it with you anyway. It's no accident when you find a sage. You've been with a sage before many lifetimes. And then you're back again. So the yani devotee relationship. This devotee finds a sage. They've been prepared for this for many lifetimes and experiences. They surrender totally to the sage. And the sage becomes totally responsible for their lives. This can happen only when you surrender to the sage totally. The sage always knows who you are, always remembers you, and begins to find little miracles happening in your life. Through the grace of a sage. There's no separation between the sage and the devotee. A disciple is something else. A disciple just comes to satsang. Listens. And lives in two worlds. The material world and the spiritual world. Where the devotee only lives in the spiritual world. Then there are the seekers. We don't live in any world, but they'll go around seeking. There's every world they find daily. They go from teacher to teacher. Class to class. Always finding new teachers. They become totally confused, mixed up. Anyway, we're all very special. We're all absolute reality, pure awareness. As we really are. I see this in you, I know this for you. I know it for yourself. Become totally aware that you're not the body, you're not the experiences you've been through, you're not the mind, you're not the phenomena, the thoughts. But you're the imperishable self. All-pervading consciousness. The absolute reality is what you really are. Satchitananda. Brahman. This is the way I see you. This is the way you are. All is well. And everything is unfolding as it should. Peace. To ask questions, yeah?
I have a question. If in fact we are from the source, what would be the purpose of being in this body form?
When you realize you're from the source, and you awaken to that fact, when you awaken to that fact, you'll know. In other words, it's time that you had a body. You have no body. It's like you're hypnotized. It's a hallucination. There's no body. You see that now from where you're coming from. What is the object of being this body? There is no object because there's no body. So when you wake up from the source, you see that there's only the source. In other words, there cannot be a source in the body. There will be duality, there's only one. And that is the source. So we can say that the object of being in this body is to realize there's no body. And there was a body. So who asked the question? I don't know. Is that sort of clear? Clear as mud, huh? When you go to sleep at night, and you're in deep sleep, there's no body. Where's your body then? It's gone, disappeared. So when you wake up, you say, I got a body, I am a body. When you dream, the body doesn't dream. Then you dream there are many bodies. Even when you awaken, they're all gone. And so is this life. In this dream, there appears to be many bodies. When you awaken from this life, there will be nobody at all. There will be no bodies. You want to be the one self, and you are that. Is it my hour?
It's body, that's my hour.
Okay, Mary, you can read it down there. We have a question. Good.
Okay. If one feels one wants to simply devote one's consciousness to self-realization, is thinking that we have to live in the world and make money, is that an illusion?
The whole thing is an illusion, but if you have to make money, then make money. Whatever is supposed to happen will happen. The whole world is an illusion. The whole universe is an illusion, like a dream. When you wake up from a dream, it disappears, there's a bubble burst, it's not there anymore. So there's another bubble that's running now. Who has to make the money? The body. If we realize the body doesn't exist, we'll make money. We don't want to make money because of it. We'll be taken care of properly. There's a mysterious power that takes care of the whole universe. It makes the oranges grow on orange trees, grapefruits grow on grapefruit trees, You want to enough to study the wonderful moon to grow oranges? His very nature produces oranges. It's an illusion. So you've come here for a specific purpose, and it appears to be that way. And it was taken care of in the right way. Your job is to turn within to the source of all creation. Identify with the source and become totally free. Everything else in the world will take care of itself. You have nothing to worry about.
For a Yani who has realized the identity of his inner being with the infinite Brahman, there is no rebirth, no migration, not even liberation, for he is already liberated. He has firmly established in an experience of the absolute existence, knowledge, bliss, the Satchidananda Atman. The continued existence of the world and of his own body appears to the Yani only as an illusion, the appearance which he cannot remove, but which cannot further deceive him till the time when, after the decease of the body, he wanders not forth, but remains where he is and what he is and eternally was, the first principle of all beings and things, the original, eternal, pure, free Brahman. While living, and even when the body falls dead, the Yani rests in his own essential nature, his own Svarupa, that is all full, all pure, timeless consciousness and bliss. The following assertions made by a Yani constitute his own deepest convictions and experience. I am infinite, imperishable, self-luminous, self-existent. I am beginningless, endless, decayless, birthless, deathless. Never was I born. I am ever free, perfect, independent. I alone am. I pervade the entire universe. I am all permeating and interpenetrating. I am supreme peace and freedom, absolute. A Yani lives forever. He has attained life everlasting. Cravings torture him not. Sins stain him not. Birth and death touch him not. He is free from all cravings and longings. He ever rests in his own Satchidananda Svarupa.